Denali National Park is home to North America's tallest peak and many types of wildlife. Today we venture there for a look at one of the animals most people like to see, as long as they are in a bus, the grizzly. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Denali National Park is a vast, untamed stretch of land with Mount McKinley as its centerpiece. Scott Johnson is a naturalist who leads tours of the park. He says there is lots of wildlife here, but sometimes you have to look hard to find it.
Grizzly bear might have a home range of 500 square miles, and we have to try to figure out how to make our bus meet up with that bear at some point during the day. You can kind of concentrate a little bit heavier in some of the better habitats where they're seeking out forage and whatnot, but you never know. What I like to say is wildlife sightings, you need one of two things, time or timing.
Grizzlies in Denali may not be as large as other parts of the nation. That's because they have to range further to find their food, and what they find may be in small portions.
We don't have any salmon running in our streams where we see them, so our bears have to make a living some other way. They're not necessarily going to be chasing down their meals. Those meals are just as interested in getting away. So it's probably a little bit easier for a grizzly bear to find a diet made out of blueberries or soapberries or grasses and flowers.
Denali bears have a diet of about 80% vegetation. Access to the park for most tourists is via a ranger-led bus tour. There are important reasons folks like Scott lead these trips.
Once this park became more accessible, we'd already kind of really started to change our thinking. We'd seen what we'd done elsewhere, and we thought there may be a better way for folks to be able to take in the park. Myself, when I'm seeing the park, I don't necessarily need to see it in my car.
Scott first came here as a tourist. He returned the next year because he enjoyed his first trip, but then he was hooked. He says leading bus tours allows visitors to concentrate on looking for wildlife instead of splitting their attention by trying to stay on the road. He had experience driving a large truck for his dad in the city of Chicago. Still driving a large vehicle, but the surroundings have changed. Traveling the countryside in Denali National Park, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCray.